Happy Schools Week, everybody. Catholic Schools Week. Very happy feast of St. Thomas Aquinas. First, I need to apologize for something. I had so many announcements this Sunday that I forgot to thank you for your wonderful job at Mass on Sunday. You did such a great job. I was so proud of you all that took part in the reading, the serving. So very good job. I was very proud of you, as I am today and always when you guys, when our students get to serve at Mass. All right, Catholic Schools Week. You guys been having fun this week?
Yeah.
What's been your favorite part so far? What have you liked to do? Blair? Bowling. Bowling was a blast. We had two kids get strikes, and they got a bag of Skittles from Father Ben. Who got the strikes? No, Brady didn't get a strike. Danica did. And where is Nicholas? Danica and Nicholas got a strike. Much to my chagrin, Mrs. Flesland beat Father Ben in bowling. It's very difficult for me. I'll never bowl again. Just kidding. What else have we done this week? Fun. Riley? Bingo! We played bingo yesterday. Where are you guys going today? Fiona? Swimming? Are you going to have to wear those little arm floaty things? All right, have fun swimming, and tomorrow I'm excited for this. What's tomorrow, Patrick? You know?
Skating,
and what else?
Playing.
No, we're not swimming tomorrow, we're swimming today.
Sledding, actually.
Well, sledding, actually. Please raise your hand. Sledding and skating. I'm gonna try skating. You wanna see something hilarious? Watch Father Ben try to skate. I will try to break it. And then, do we have anything special Friday? What goes on Friday? What's Friday? Danica. What is it? A pajama party? Does that mean no homework is going to get done? If so, I object to pajama party. Viana? Your birthday's Friday? Saturday? Oh, that's awesome. Happy birthday. All right. Can anybody tell me anything about St. Thomas Aquinas? He's our saint, right? It's kind of cool. He's a patron saint, not just of our school, but all schools. He's a patron saint of schools, Catholic schools, universities, students, and teachers. Great saint. Does anybody know anything about St. Thomas Aquinas? Natalie? It is his feast day today, very good. Feast day, January 28th. Was he from, does anybody know where he was from? That's a hard question. He was from Italy, an Italian city. And he was very smart. I wanna do a little show and tell. I need somebody who's very strong. Somebody who's really strong. You can freak it up. You're a strong lad, aren't you? I want you to stand right here. Hold your arms out. Face this way. All right, you tell me if this gets too heavy. Okay? Face that way. Getting heavy? No? Not really?
What?
Well, you're just so strong. This is St. Thomas Aquinas' greatest book. That's one book. And it's so long, it has to have five volumes, or five different books. It's called the Summa Theologica. Oh, I want to read you something. Now, just picture this. I think this is hilarious. He begins with a little prologue, very short. It says, because the master of Catholic truth ought not only to teach the proficient, so he's saying, we don't just teach our faith to the very smart people, but also to instruct beginners, who are beginners in the faith. Yeah, people learning, you guys, students, it's getting heavy. Okay, good. But also to instruct beginners, we purpose in this book to treat of whatever belongs to the Christian religion in such a way as may tend to the instruction of beginners. This, to St. Thomas Aquinas, was for beginners. Can you imagine that? That's how smart this guy was. He wrote this, 5 volumes, and thought, this is for the beginners. Now, for our teachers, I think we should start teaching this from the tree art. You can read this, right? Whole thing. No, it's pretty, it is pretty intense, but it's a great book. You getting tired yet? No. I don't know, William, it kind of looks like you are. We're almost done. St. Thomas Aquinas was so smart, so brilliant in studying about Jesus, and teaching about the Lord, everything you can think of, the sacraments, mass, history, angels. He's called the angel doctrine, the angelic doctrine, because he spoke so much about angels, the Bible, philosophy, theology, and that's his book for beginners. Nice work, William. I can take you. Thank you. Now, one thing that I want you to know today and to think about, did you know that in, like, when St. Thomas or Thomas was a young man, his family did not want him to be a monk. He was a monk. He was a friar in the Dominican order. And they tried to persuade him, his family now, not to become a monk. For 2 years, 2 whole years, they tempted him. They wanted him to get married and not follow God's plan for him. Now, what would have happened if St. Thomas Aquinas didn't follow what God had planned for him? Grace?
He wouldn't be a saint.
Maybe not. Would we have this great work? This is one of the most brilliant works in the history of our faith, and in the world for that matter. What would have happened? You wouldn't have been, I think that's, yeah, very profound. We would not have had St. Thomas. We would not have had this, one of the most brilliant men that ever walked this planet, give us so much of the deep foundations for our faith. You know, most of what we teach today comes from this book. Most of what we believe is right in that book. St. Thomas had to say yes to God. Okay? That's why it's so important for us to say yes. We never know what God's going to do with our lives. Now, lastly, we had a parable today. What was our parable about? Grace? What Jesus was talking about. Somebody was going out, what was he throwing around? What was he throwing around, Blair? Seeds. And did all the seeds bear fruit or grow? Natalie? No. Okay, some were dried up, some were choked out, some had shallow roots. Do the kindergartners plant seeds? Surprise. I want a little surprise here. You get to see seeds grow. You get to see this, what it takes to make a seed grow. The point of that story was, well, you tell me, what was the point of the story? Did some of the seeds grow? Yeah. And what were the seeds that grew? Oh, we have to think this morning. What seeds grew? Olivia? There were seeds that grew, Natalie? The good seeds? Well, not quite. All the seeds were the same seeds. It was the good soil, right? So Jesus is saying, I'm planting the Bible, the Word of God, all over the world. And for some people, this Word will bear fruit. St. Thomas is a great example. St. Thomas said yes to God. His soil, the soil of his soul, was able to bear a lot of fruit. So that's why it's so important for us. Learn to pray, to stay close to Jesus, that those seeds that God plants in our hearts in the Word may bear a growth upon it. Let us stand, and our prayer attention.